Jared and I have been sharing with you something that both of our kids tend to do when they're getting their hair cut, and that is to cry when they're in the seat. And we need to know, is that normal or not? Are we the only ones?
Let's go to Jocelyn. You're a hairstylist?
Yes, I am. And also a mom of two boys. And I cannot tell you how dramatic every child mm-hmm. is. Every child.
Why do you think it is that they just lose their minds in that seat?
I have no idea. I think they hit an age because I do preteens girls mm-hmm. and preteen boys, but they're dramatic in their own way.
True.
And then the littles are dramatic in their own way. But yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Has it been a change? How long have you been doing? How long have you been a hairstylist?
A long time. 20 years.
Have you noticed that a recent change? Because when I used to get my hair cut as a youth, I didn't panic. Or, you know, afterwards, I'm like, that didn't turn out like the way I thought. And nobody
knew.
Well,
I've been cutting my husband's hair for 20 years. And, yes, there has been a change. I have no idea why, because they look like hell. Honestly. They roll out of bed. They think they look great. They look like complete hell.
Yeah.
And they think it looks great.
And it doesn't.
Yeah. Also, can I just say
that
thank you.
You're rolling out of bed. And this is primarily for the guys because women will use dry shampoo, which has mm-hmm. a smell to it for the most part. But if you think that people can't smell your bedhead, you're wrong.
Oh, yeah.
And there is mm-hmm. nothing grosser to me than that smell.
And if it gets a little bit wet, it's like a wet dog.
It's just a dirty smell.
I just come to the realization I just don't like hair anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. You can use dry shampoo. Men and women can use it, but stinks.
Oh, I have an idea. How about this?
What?
The Super Bowl. The playoffs are starting soon. Super uh-huh. Bowl bet can be if I lose, I get my head waxed. And then if y'all lose, you have to shave your head.
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay.
I'm not in for that
no
one.
Way Katie's going to
I'm not doing that.
What about you, Jason? You shave your head if you lose. I mean, a bet is something you shouldn't want to do.
I don't know about totally Bic shave.
No, just like
one guard all the way over.
Well, I mean, you already have that.
No,
that's
I'm saying I would get mine waxed. That's what I just said. I'd get mine waxed, and if you lose, you get your head shaved with the one guard.
I have to process this.
Okay.
Squid? Would Squid do it?
I don't know. Matt should be able to do it.
Yeah.
Squid's filling in for Matt, so he's on the phones. That's why he's non-existent. Let's go to Chris. Chris, is it normal or not for kids to panic when they're getting their haircut?
Well, my brother is a little loser and always panicking and arguing with my mom about his haircut. Uh-huh. So I guess it's just normal. And every time he shakes his hand and he's got it in his eyes and stuff, I just like to mess it up. He's like, "Better leave me alone." I'm like, "Yeah, you're a loser."
And how old is your brother?
He's 12.
Okay, you're a lot older than him?
Yeah, I'm 30.
Yeah.
Wow.
Bruh.
And still picking
Damn, at
on
30
his brother
years old,
at 30.
You talk about a loser your brother is when he was 12. Now he's 12?
Spoken wow. like a true sibling.
Yeah. Sibling is a sibling.
I'm
is a sibling.
Playing the role of Jason Goodman here, okay?
That's right.
Do not
to my little
me.
Brother.
Yeah. All right. I guess it's not. I think it is normal. That, and hairstylists are seeing it too. There's been a change where people are panicking,
mm-hmm.
you know, preteens and teens when they have to get their hair cut.
When you go in to the, wherever you go, I go to Great Clips.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, do you also have her do your eyebrows a little bit?
Yes.
Okay, they do. Do you?
My kids go. They don't need their eyebrows yet.
So they do the eyebrows, right?
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
And the ears.
Oh, yeah, the ears will get long strands on it.
Yeah.
What about your nose?
My nose? Why? Mm-hmm. Do I have something on my nose?
I mean, I don't know.
Sometimes I do.
Why are you asking that?
I feel like hair grows on guys and all the orifices.
I've been somewhere else before and they did my nose and I was like, I started sneezing, but yeah.
I will say I did get wax before my eyebrows and it comes out a lot better because it seems like it takes a lot longer for it to grow in, but it hurts. Really hurts bad. The plucking.
Such a wuss.
How about this?
Such
Super Bowl bet. Let's do this. Super Bowl bet that we can all agree on. If whoever loses has to get their eyebrows waxed off.
No.
It's a bet.
No.
It's a bet with lasting consequences.
No.
Oh, my God.
Not doing it.
I thought
I
you
feel
were
like you have
Jason.
Less to lose, Jared.
I have more to lose. I already have Like, I just have eyebrows that are...
But it's the broken windows theory. It's already broken windows theory.
What's a little bit more?
I'm going to look even more insane if I have no... No one looks good with
that. Yeah, but it's almost like when you do that, you could be like, oh, the whole look he did on
maybe
purpose.
Maybe it's alopecia or something. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't care.
Okay.
We'll keep working on it.